The question of a topic is always difficult when you're trying to make up something to say. Because once you have a topic, you've practically got it made. Once you've got something to talk about, you can start free associating and following all the links in your brain. Hey, this leads over here, this leads over there. Traditionally, pretty much everything leads to some sort of buried childhood trauma that your psychologist has inserted into your brain so as to make a whole bunch more money on therapy sessions. It's kind of like a mechanic who throws a wrench in your gas tank. Oh, it just keeps rattling. I don't know. Maybe I should bring it back to the mechanic who broke it in the first place. Because how would you know? How would you know if your memories weren't real? They must be, otherwise what's the point? You would just have to go on and disbelieve all your memories, which frankly is pretty difficult. I mean, you can do it for short periods of time, but after a while, man, your own self will reassert itself and say, I'm done screwing around here. This is what happened. This is how I was affected, and most importantly, this is how I responded. It's how you come back after some sort of affliction or injury or pain that defines you, your response. When the cause and effect chain meandering through reality finally permeates your skin, your outer boundary, and affects you in some way, well, how do you respond? How do you maintain what is essentially you, and yet manage to respond to some outside stimulus that is not you, that is attempting to change you, that is attempting to modify you, perhaps to hurt you, perhaps to help you? It all comes down to what is your response. Who are you, really? Are you just this stuff that stands there in a pile and happens to have an ambulatory mechanism to walk around, to look at things and take them in and spit them out? Are we just a pump? Are we just a heart of causal relationships? Do they just flow in and out of us? Beware what enters you and what leaves. Because you're what's still here. That other stuff is gone. It's in the past. There's only what is here now. And the future. Which isn't actually here yet, but you should probably plan for it, because it will be. And if you are just this pile of stuff, then now what? Should you act like all the other monkeys? Should you blend into their big pattern? Or should you make some waves and go your own way? Only you know, because whatever you do, to quote a classic 80s action movie, is inevitable. Whether you realize it or not, you're going to do what you're going to do. You might not like it, but it's what you're going to do. And in most cases, it's what you've already done, because it's what you are. The sooner you get used to that, the better. If you want to be a happy monkey. The next most important thing to do is develop a sense of humor. You didn't ask for this. You didn't ask to be born. You just showed up one day. There you are. You got eyes and a mouth. You've got all the high-level concepts, but you don't understand why any of it is happening. They just are happening. There are other people around, too. They've got rules for you. They react to you in certain ways. You start thinking, maybe that's what I am. You forget that only you know what you are. Yes, it's self-referential. It's a tautology. It's an unanswerable question. So, given you have nothing else to do, you might as well spend at least part of your life answering it. at least ease your mind from the question that drives you. Because if it doesn't drive you, who's driving? Are you you? Are you sure? How can you watch 10,000 commercials and still be sure? How can you listen to 10,000 conversations and still know? What is you? All these causal streams flowing into and out of you? What's left? Is it you? It is by definition, of course. But we're not here for the definition of things. Definition is just a bunch of words that most people, when they hear it, nod their head and say, that sounds about right. But who knows, really? Reality is not a democracy. So why are you here? Ha! It's a trick question. Shouldn't have asked. But you did. And now you'll be driven by it. Do you need there to be a reason? If there was a reason, that would imply the reason could only apply to someone outside of you. They would have a reason why you were there, but the only reason for why you're here can only come from you. Or it's just someone else's story. Whose story is it anyway? Well, obviously it's yours. By definition. No one else can see in your head, or more correctly, see out of your head. Unless you have split personalities, but we won't go into that. So if you're you, what else needs to be said? It's important to bear in mind that reality and identity are also just ideas. From another point of view, you're just a pile of ideas. And one of the ideas you've had is, why me? Why am I here? What am I doing? These are all ideas, much like a robot that crushes cars. Or oatmeal. They're just ideas until you make them. So who's having your idea? Who is your idea? Are you an idea? Are you your own idea or someone else's? Does it even matter? These questions are not impossible to answer. But the truth might only make sense to you. That's the problem with truth. Once you try to turn it into words, or symbols, or gestures, you lose the information. The grain of truth is still there, it is still a truth, but it can be taken so many different ways. So, keep your own truth. When you find one, hang on to it. Take care of it. Like your own self.